Everyone, and welcome to the Waken Podcast, where we talk intentional living, sustainability, relationships, business, and every adventure in between.
Oh, you're switching it up there.
I am one of your hosts, David, and I'm with my beautiful wife.
Yo, yo, yo. Cassidy's in the house.
Okay.
What to do?
So, we're doing this podcast a little late today because I had a bit of a hectic day. I went to Costco.
That should say it all.
That was pretty crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, it was interesting.
How was your voyage?
People are still panicking.
Well, I haven't left the house to go literally anywhere besides my boss's house in like 3 weeks.
It was
so I don't know what's going on.
It was interesting to see. It was I asked because I saw an older gentleman walking around, and I felt really like I got really depressed because he was probably in his 80s. He had a mask on but no gloves, and he was like just like scrambling to grab things, get things. And I asked one of the people that worked there, I said, do you guys have special hours for elderly? And they were like, oh, yeah, we do. We have a 1 hour before, you know, they open. I think it's from like 8 to 9, I believe. Only Tuesdays and Thursdays, which I think they should probably do every day. And I get it. You know, they got to prepare for like the rush because Costco's like on another level. They were letting in 50 people at a time. So we had to
wait. And how long did you have to wait to get in?
30 minutes, which is pretty crazy.
And how long were you actually in there?
I want to say about 45 minutes.
Was it frantic?
They do a pretty good job with only letting 50 people in at a time.
Yeah, because like there can be a lot of people in Costco.
There were still other people in there, but it's not like they only let 50 people in and then they wait. But it wasn't like crazy. Like if you go on a weekend, never go to Costco on a weekend. That's my recommendation. Even if there was in a pandemic, going to Costco on a weekend is the worst thing ever.
But some people can't do it any other time.
Some people can't do it any other time. But it was just sad. I just felt bad for the older guy. And I asked, it was just kind of a sad thing to see. I just hope they maybe do another few days.
I know.
So, but yeah. So what are we talking about today? What should I tell him? What were you
going to say? I was going to say, tell him your process of how to disinfect all of our food when you get home.
Yes, I wipe everything down.
Like 5 times.
Well, just gotta be sure.
So he wipes the outside?
Well, here's the thing.
There's like a package.
Here's the thing. This is why I think it's very important for everybody to read articles completely. Not just the title or like even the little subheading.
Especially from like a responsible source.
Yeah. So there was this article that said, the coronavirus can last on plastic and metal surfaces for like 72 hours. And so I was like, oh man, we got to wipe everything down to be safe. And it's a good thing to do. But then I actually read the article and it's in a controlled environment, right? So in a lab with nothing else touching it, it can last for 72 hours. But in the real world, where UV rays hit it, wind, rain, different things can come into contact with it.
The air,
it won't last 72 hours. So yeah. That number is incorrect. No one really knows how long it'll last, but just protect yourself.
I read today that if you're getting like a lot of Amazon packages or whatever, you know, things that you order online to you know, try to wipe that down and not touch your face afterwards, go directly and wash your hands, but also to, if you can, just like let it sit for 24 hours before opening it, that could be
just
helpful.
Just give it a quick wipe down if you can.
Yeah,
it's probably the best.
But then like since all the wipes are like rationed, maybe people don't have that many. I don't know. So if you don't have a lot of wipes, let it sit for a while.
Yeah.
Anyways, today's topic is another mini-sode quarantine conversations. And, what are we talking about?
We're talking about places we are daydreaming of going.
Yes, places we are vicariously traveling in our mind since we can't even
where we really want to go once this all is over.
Well, I'm like going there in my mind right now.
Okay, but I'm thinking of once it's over, when this is all said and done,
yeah,
where I want to go.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go one, and then I'll go one.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, so my first one.
Don't take mine.
Was going to say, you could probably see this coming, would be going to Santorini, Greece.
Oh, you took mine. Well, yes, Santorini is definitely on the list.
We loved Santorini. I miss their food. I miss like all the places and just like the beauty of the island.
Yeah, Santorini is on the list. Yeah,
I just want, like, I'm craving a warm place.
Well, that's not tropical, but.
It's not tropical, but I also have tropical places on here. But just warm and water and sun.
I know you really like. I love Santorini. It was awesome.
Yeah. So and I'd like to go to Hydra.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Yes.
We didn't go to Mykonos.
No, we were just in Santorini. But so, I definitely want to go back.
Yeah. Those tomato fritters.
I know. That was a really good place.
I literally had Greek. Okay, so like this is totally true with wherever you travel, because we had friends that went to Paris last year, and like when you have like just yogurt in different places are so different than like their counterparts here, of like how, you know, American Greek yogurt does not taste like Greek yogurt in Greece, and like French yogurt does not taste like the wee yogurt from Yoplait. But it was just so good.
Yeah, no, Santorini, that's a good one. That's definitely on the list.
What's a place you'd want to go?
I would like to go. My spot would be Hawaii.
That was my next one. Huh? Do you have a specific island, or were you just like?
Yeah. You know, I'd love Oahu, North Shore, but I want to check out Maui this time.
Yeah. I want to go to Maui and Kauai. Yeah, because we just went to Oahu.
Yeah.
Again, the tropics, and like, I love being in the water.
So Maui's my pick right now when this is over.
Nice. Okay.
All right, your spot. Well,
another surprise, surprise beach spot, Byron, Australia.
Australia.
I want to go to Australia so bad.
Okay. That's a good spot. That's
yeah.
A good
spot. Okay.
It's what's your very far spot?
It's going to be the longest flight
of my life.
If we
go to Australia, might as well jump to New Zealand after.
I would like to do both.
All right.
Let's do both.
My next spot, I wanted to go before it all happened, is Japan.
Well, we were planning. We would have gone in April.
We would have gone in April.
That's out the window.
So Japan is my next one.
Okay.
All right.
So these next three are all in California.
So
they're not that far.
As soon as they let
it. But like, it's places I enjoy, and I can't go there even though they're not that far.
All right. So, why don't you just say all three of them?
Okay. All three of them. Yeah. That's what I was going to do. Monterey. Mm-hmm. San Diego,
okay.
And the big one that I'm really, really sad that I can't be at right now is Disneyland.
Disneyland. I knew you were going to say that. I thought that was going to be your number one spot.
Well, yeah.
Because you do love Disneyland.
And I've been talking about it. Like, yes. I'm like, the fact that Disneyland closed, that's a big deal.
That's huge.
Because they don't close for anything.
Mickey's taking a loss right now.
He really is. And so is half of America. But
so, okay. I really want to go to Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
When this is all over.
Well, I just went to Yosemite for the first time this year. We went like three times, but...
We went like three times this year.
But Yellowstone should be next.
Yes, Yellowstone is definitely on the list.
And I want to go to Zion. Yeah.
All right, and what's your last one over there?
I would really like to go to Morocco.
Yeah, that'd
be pretty
cool.
Like to get all of the rugs and the decor
every single
pieces
rug. And all the light pieces.
Fixtures and the bags and
I know you like that.
The baskets. It would just be amazing.
That's pretty cool. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
All right. My last and final one. Let's see. I was thinking of one and now I'm blanking. Oh my God. Oh, I know. Samoa. That was the last place I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I want to go to Samoa.
David's got quite the genetic heritage.
I would love to go there after this is all done.
You have some Polynesian in you, but you don't know if it's Samoan or if it's like...
It just says Polynesian Islands, but I don't know.
Exactly. But people, like we were in Hawaii, they assumed if you weren't Hawaiian, they'd ask first, oh, are you Hawaiian? And you say no. And they're like, oh, so you're Samoan. And yeah. you'd be like, no, I don't know. I don't know what I am.
I don't know. But no, that's another spot I'd like to go to.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, we'll plan a trip for something and we'll let you guys know where we go this is all over.
This one was going to be a quick episode. We just wanted to.
Yeah, because our battery's about to die.
Fill you in on where we want to go. We'd love to hear where you guys want to go when this is all over.
And where you're daydreaming about right now.
Yeah. If you're thinking of somewhere you want to go, and even if you're not planning to go.
Just like somewhere you want to go.
Anywhere in the world right now, if you could be there, where would you go?
Tell us your dream trip.
Leave it in the comments.
Yeah. Put it in the comments on our social media.
Or tag us. Screenshot.
This episode.
Tag us and write on that screenshot where you want to go.
Yeah, we should have led with that. Tag us.
And we can share them.
At the Waken Podcast.
We can share them on the Waken Podcast.
We can totally do that.
That'd be pretty cool.
We should have led with that. But, you know, all here right. we go.
Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you
in the next one.